Hi, this is Gaynell Marshall, and you're listening to CareVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
Nothing can separate us. Once in Christ we unified, we make up this body. So we lift our Savior high. Father, Son, Son, and Son, Son, Spirit, now we can live as one and we join together. And we're singing in one song, we sing, oh yeah. Stronger together, they cannot separate us. Oh yeah. In Christ you're my brother, in Christ you are my sister. Ooh, oh yeah. When we join together, we sing it even sweeter. Oh yeah.
To understand the freedom it brings. Ah, long time now I've been waiting for this creation, morning and morning for the
invitation of God's love in you and me.
So we sing, oh yeah. Stronger together, they cannot separate us. Oh, in Christ you're my brother, in Christ you are my sister. Oh yeah, when we join together we sing it even sweeter. Oh yeah, Christ is our Redeemer.
Yeah, you're listening to Straight Talk on Motivation.
One time.
Guess what? We are live on the air. And what are we doing here? We're talking today about a whole bunch of stuff is going on, man. It's Friday evening. And is that really a time that you want to listen to a radio show? Unless and until it gives you a proper reason. And that's why we're here. Sorting things out. So many things are going on in our community that concerns me. But it should concern you too. But the most important thing that I want to focus on and remind you, more importantly, is that this is National Caribbean American Heritage Month alongside Juneteenth. And something very special is happening in Barbados this entire month. And I'm trying to get my head around it, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited for the young people, more importantly, because it will give them an opportunity to express themselves. So I want to give a quick shout out to all the people of St. George today, tomorrow, and for the rest of this month, because we are celebrating alongside you, me, as a St. George man myself. I am very excited. I know you can't tell because I just finished eating. I'm kind of sleepy, but not really. But I want you to know that because life is beautiful, that you need to do the things that need to get done to make sure that this month is a memorable month for you. And someone just showed me a video in the St. George alumni room, and I think it was well orchestrated, well put together, and it really delivered a nice message, brought goosebumps, actually. You know, when you're living what they call far and away, and you get to see the land that you were born in, and you take another look and you realize, you know, I helped shape that area. If it wasn't cutting sugar cane or planting lettuce and tomatoes and vegetables or going to school, doing track and field, technical drawing, digging for clay, for classwork, art, and so on. But those memories never go away. They stay with you forever. You know, as I'm thinking about that right now, this video really motivated my spirit. So thank you, video people. But one thing I have to do is set up the edutainment section, which is the music inclusive. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. I
love it. It's beautiful, yeah. The birds and the bees and the land and the trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? In the morning, and you start to breathe. Fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. Whoa, life is beautiful, and life is sweet. See the son in the yard with his dad working hard, hoping he'd be inspired. See the hen with a chick and a mom taking sticks, ready to make that fire. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful, and life is sweet.
Oh, I love this tune, man, love it.
When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. Fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. And the trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful, and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe.
Can we do this again? Should I do this again? I love that song. I guess Mr. Producer said no. Oh, what a mean guy. Bandman Terry, I'm telling you, love day, guys. Jump up, jump up. Pa 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 pa. Spontaneous. Yeah.
Mahalia from the band 2 Mile Hill, and you are listening to CarVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
Vulnerability, no make them come teasing. Chant a prayer for the backbite. More fire, you know I cry. Emmanuel start the ignite. Everything jump and happy start take flight. All of a sudden them become the bounce. How are them work and pay the counts. Build up every penny then take the loss. Over poor people's side, them no pass. Your future no bright, them wanting your sauce. You live for the king, them a chase the cross. No mind how them feet, still no fast. The enter Zion, you need no gown. Tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around. Tell them we up, never down. I and I trodden with the last icon. Tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around. Tell them we up, never down. I and I never ever wear a crown.
Wicked people in the street with them killing every day. Innocent blood I try them stealing. Tell I man if you are willing to help Kokoti and Jaman. Talk is a Gideon. From the B.I. to the bank of the River Nile. Every day Babylon I get the pick they them spoil. Right now I and I ready to start up a Gideon and march out to Babylon. Ready when you're ready now. But tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around. Tell them we up, never down. I and I never ever wear a crown. Tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around. Tell them we up, never down. I and I tried in this till I see I found.
Look on the thing is now your turn. See they run up every free time. We are adding nowadays yet gone up. Sunday to Sunday, sundown to sun up. You know ramp with your thing now for nothing, yo. Artificial in them Congo rap. Subordinate to no counterpart. Man a real life vessel with the handicraft. Never sees one side now stay in part.
Tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around.
Coco T was the man. The lion is alive and well. Boom! Lion time! This one is from Maya Nicholson. She's getting ready to release her book, I Live, I Love. Yes, St. George Land in the building. Atlanta, look out. Hold on. Where are we going? All right. So St. George, Barbados, West Indies. This is the parish month for We Gather in 2025. A lot of things are happening. Tomorrow there's going to be an event at the school. Word on the street is that it's all sold out, so you can't go. And that's a pretty good sign that we are getting busy at St. George Secondary School. What can I say? I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. Overcast skies, rain all week, I should have been in Barbados instead of sitting here trying to tell you stuff straight. Okay? I know I'm having an emotional moment today. I always have emotional moments because I'm excited about where I come from. Always have been. I'm excited about where I've been and where I'm going. And that therein lies the cycle or the circle of life. Okay? You got to get that right. I love this tune called Lion by Maya Nicholson. And she's on point. The book that she's finishing up and getting ready for publication, I Live, I Love, is a very powerful poetic story. And when you add the music to the conversation, you get a full or partial rather, because Full Throttle Maya is a very serious thing. And I hope that some of you get the opportunity to meet and greet and speak to her when she does her book launch. And then when she comes out and does all the other stuff that she's planning on doing, being an actor and several other things, there's just seems to be no limit to this lion or lioness. Yeah, that's the word I wanted. Okay, so I'm gonna hit this tune again so that you get a feel and a flair for what's happening. And there goes the phone. Who wants to talk now? I'm telling you. Why didn't I turn that down? Here we go. Coming right back at you. As a matter of fact, we're going to run through some of her songs tonight. So we're going with this one again.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear the story behind this one. I mean, this tune is so sweet. You hear what I'm telling you? Don't get it twisted. Here's another one by the name of Naked. Yeah! We're just chilling here on a Friday night with Straight Talk and Motivation. I'm recapturing my energy for the week. Getting ready for tomorrow. We know it's not promised to anyone. Tomorrow, I mean. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, this is like untouchable stuff, man.
I run again for the girl problem.
Oh, pause.
This year is a soca party.
Back to what we were doing. It is not a soca party. All right, so Womantra I Live, I Love Maya Nicholson Again. Just chilling for a few minutes, capturing the spirit of the Friday evening, right here.
Drop the bass. AB Pod, Maya.
That's what I'm talking about.
Charmaine Rollock, and you are listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
Are we there yet? Let's take over this joint.
Every time you're near, you're taking over. goodbye. Those sexy lips.
Woo!
Every time you're near, you're taking over me.
One time. Well, we're kind of moving forward and winding down in this moment. This is my relaxed evening for straight talk and motivation. But I want to pause to let everyone know again that the core of producing this show and the title says it all. I don't know of any other way to say what I have to say when I need to say it, except by talking straight. And over the years, it has caused me some emotional displeasures because people don't want to hear from you specifically. They want you to lie to yourself sometimes. And it became very apparent this evening. And I had a conversation with someone who felt that I was telling them a lie. And I had to clarify for them that that's not my style. That's not my interest. If I can't look at you straight in the eye and tell you what I think, why do I need to speak with you? If I have to lie to you in any way, shape, or form, why do I need to speak with you? But what is my motive for doing that? Straight talk and motivation. What is your motivation for even speaking? Empowerment is my focus. That is what I have said over 40 years ago. That is what I'm saying now. And that is why I bring edutainment into my life each and every time. This show represents the ideation for every other show and every other behavioral model that takes place within the spectrum of this initiative that we call Care Voice Radio. It's a long story, as some people would say when you ask them to tell them a story about their life. But the short version is that every time I open my mouth, I have to tell it to you straight, or I don't feel like telling it to you. If I have to edit and buffer myself, that's a problem. Now, in terms of strategic methodology, if I know that if I tell you something and I think it's going to cause you unnecessary chaos, I may blanket some of it immediately. Not buff it, blanket it, which means I cover it over for a minute. But at some point, you know it's coming at you directly, straight. But every moment in time and every opportunity might not be the right moment. So there's a bit of articulated and strategic common sense that's required when you're communicating with people. But I usually like to keep things straight, because lying requires that I have to remember stuff that I don't want to try to remember, or that I have to tell you an untruth to make you feel better, or whatever else you can take away from that. I feel more comfortable as a person telling you what I think, feel, and see than having to buffer you. But like I said earlier, sometimes it's necessary. But personally, I want to talk straight. And I want to have the right motivation for getting into your face anyway. Because as people would say, well, who are you to get into my face? Who are you to tell me anything? That's real life. That's what people say. And sometimes when you see the beauty in another person and you walk into their space and you try to unveil that truth, they will tell you, I didn't ask you for that. It happened to me and my son one day. And I said, you know, son, thank you very much. But you know what's interesting? I've never said anything to him again unless he asks. I think he's figured it out. Because if you want to lie to yourself throughout your life and then go through more chaos than is necessary, that's on you. And I'm not talking about my son. I'm talking about other scenarios and other circumstances. But this is a beautiful month now that we have. And when I was asked the question, shouldn't we push for an initiative to represent Caribbean people? I said, I'm all for it, because if you look around inside of it, just about every agency, historically and now, a lot of people are Caribbean that have done wonderful things in this nation. So let the rest of the world inside of who you are culturally know, look what I did, because young people are looking up for answers to historic profiles to gather the opportunity to become great. And if they have a valid person to look up to in terms of what they have done. I'm not asking for perfection, and I'm not asking for celebrity status. I'm looking at community awareness. Young people. I myself am a young man. People say you're older. You know, so many people allowed life to pass them by without truly living. I could think of a couple of people right now that I met years ago who were always so serious and always so frustrated that they never got a time to breathe properly. They never got a time to relax enough to take a second look to see how wonderful and how beautiful life is. But I took that time on purpose And that's why I came to America on purpose, to see and explore and achieve certain things based on what my personal vision was. Fortunately for me, my personal vision was connected to something that I felt that God wanted me to do. And it was not an easy walk. It was not an easy drive. It was not an easy journey. And that started out back home. Until now, I'm still in the process of developing and restoring that which I started out to do in the first place. But a lot of people, when I share it with them, they're very surprised and confused in some instances, because some would say, "Arby, you're always so deep." But that is not deep for me. Your perception of my depth is my simplicity. For me, the way I see life, I do not look to challenge someone else's prosperity. I have my own roadmap. I do not look to judge another person. I judge myself. I do not spend time being jealous of the accomplishments of others, because then when I accomplish through what I stole from them, it is not mine. It's an attempt to replicate what they were supposed to receive as their inheritance. And if you've got half of mine, why would you want that in your space? I don't think so. It doesn't work for me. I remember sometimes when I talked to people, I would hear things like, "You're trying to steal my idea." I had to tell one lady one day, "I don't need to steal your idea. As a matter of fact, I don't think about ideas. I think about concepts." "And what is the difference, Aubrey?" "Well, a concept is where you have an idea coupled with activity supporting how you're going to go ahead and execute an outcome for whatever you're thinking about, because you have accomplished the goal and the mission of gathering your data." And I do that very swiftly in my head. And then in terms of practicality, I look at what the current circumstance is, and I go ahead and make it happen. And so I've accomplished quite a bit in my life, and I'm very excited about that. One of the things that I'm excited about right now is the young lady whose music I just played. And I've known her for quite a few years, 15 to be exact. And I'll tell you more about that when I convince her that we should go do a speaking engagement together and talk about the music, talk about the book, talk about the poetry, and talk about the whole initiative related to I Live, I Love. Because at the end of the day, that is the prime directive for each and every human being. But we all get caught up in emotional displeasures. We are all guilty of that. I certainly am. It's called challenges to others. Many different ways to really take care of things that need to be taken care of. I just got a message from her. That's funny. Holding some soda bix on the beach. That's very surprising. But not her, not really. So this is a big shout out to you, Maya, Soda Bix Queen. I think I'll hide that picture for a minute. But I want to thank you for listening and tuning in to us today. Tomorrow, there's a special event happening, a meet and greet, right here in Georgia. And I'm hoping that some of you can make it. If you can't make it, hopefully we'll be able to do some video and have it for you. And it's related to a program that was developed by a young man, Mr. McLean, who is seeking to reestablish historical ties with the continent of Africa. Well, that's the subname. And if you come to the event, you'll learn more about the original name and why he's doing this event. You can go on our website, you'll find the flyer and so on. And I think you'll have a very interesting discovery of the event for the meet and greet. It's going to be held at Bole Ethiopian Restaurant. And that's between 6 and 9 p.m. That's tomorrow. at 1583 Virginia Avenue in College Park, Georgia. For more information, you'll see everything else on the website. But you can Google Bole, B-O-L-E, Ethiopian restaurant, and get the address. And come on down on time. This is not going to be one of those stories where you hear, oh, it's at 6 o'clock and by 9 o'clock, things have not started, because certainly I will not be there at 9 o'clock waiting to get started. Okay? Okay, young lady, you're at the karaoke suite. Very nice. All right. So let's play a couple more songs and get out of here. And hopefully we'll be back on air remotely. Let's just see what happens for tomorrow's event. Stay tuned. We're going to bounce out of here in a moment. And then we're going to talk some shop. But we have the opportunity to be truly virtuous to each other. Manage your Jekyll and your Hyde and behave well. Take care of each other. Huh? Dreams are very important to have. Let's go. Keep your dream alive.
Like a pack of wild animals out of the cages, pumping with steam, full of our vibes and intoxicated. It's time enough, I thank God for this time of love. When I look behind the truck, paint and powder, no fighting up. Man lining up, see them gas bumpers winding up. And I really love how it feels, I think we should do this for real.
That's right. Don't miss it. Party night is coming up. I believe Tay is somewhere in Maryland.
Look, are we walking up like two, yeah.
As we speak, performing. So we're gonna bump.
From the band 2 Mile Hill, and you are listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.